Hey everyone, welcome to the first edition of Between Two Logs. I'm your host, Anthony Furman. I'm here with Samuel Pape, our team. You know, we went out there trying to get the best for you. The best we could do with Samuel. That's okay. We're happy to have him. Thank you for being with us, Samuel.
Yeah, of course. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else besides Between Two Logs for some reason, but you know.
Yeah. I've heard you like that. And of course, I want to thank everyone for watching today. I know you didn't tune in to see this, but we're here. We're doing the best we can for you. And I promise we'll have better episodes in the future.
Take it or leave it.
Samuel Clemens, world-renowned author, known as Mark Twain. Mm-hmm. He wrote Betwixt Two Cities.
Great book.
Samuel Adams, revolutionary. Brewmaster of Good Wing House at Fort Knox. Samuel Jackson, once in a generation actor, and probably the most influential Marvel character of all time. Samuel Pape, lover of Jean Accoutrement. Thoughts?
Denim don't rip.
Denim, in fact, does rip. I don't know if we can. Dante, can you show a clip of denim ripping, please? Thank
you. Oh, yeah. Point proven, I guess. Not for me. I'm not big enough for that, I guess.
Okay. What year were you born, Samuel?
1998.
So, when you were born, as part of your, you know, birthing gifts, is that something? Communion or something like that they do, where you give presents, right?
I don't think anyone does that. Maybe like a baby shower? Is that what you're talking about?
Just shut up.
Okay. You don't actually shower the baby. I mean, it comes out pretty dirty. You just kind of wipe it off, I think.
How many avocado toast can you eat?
I've never maxed out.
You know, I'm asking because you are a millennial, and as we know, the two things you like doing is voting for the left and eating avocado toast. I want to know why. Is it because you like food-flavored shirts?
Food-flavored shirts?
Of course, I'm talking about the salmon-colored jacket you're wearing.
Is this pink?
Salmon. Recently, you competed at Strongman Corporation Nationals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You placed outside the top five.
Mm. Yeah, I suppose that's true.
Oh, no, it wasn't a question.
Oh, okay.
If you could give one piece of advice to a 23-year-old out there of how to cut their shorts as short as yours, what would you give them?
Don't. Well, let me tell you something. I had one shot, and you just can't add it back. So I just rolled with it.
So you're saying you cut them too short, and because you do not practice the magical arts, you cannot just make them longer.
Correct. I've been dabbling.
So you dabble in the dark arts?
Just for the shorts.
Okay.
Yeah, just for the shorts. I've been trying to work through that.
I really wish we would maybe check these guys out before we bring them on next time. I don't want to sit next to a wizard. What do you do for a living besides lift weights poorly?
I'm a director of business development in financial technology.
When you say that, but what does it mean?
That is a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So tell them.
Tell them?
Tell them. What do you do? Like, I can tell you what I do.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell me what you do.
Put up with a staff that gives me this for a guest.
Hmm. You also don't just run shows poorly and get really angry?
It's not topical. For those watching at home or listening in your car, what advice can you give them, right, when we're talking about selection? So you walk into a store.
Okay.
It's a vast array of things. Vast, right? It might be fall. They might be getting rid of Halloween, getting ready for Christmas. You don't know. Why did you pick that suit?
I was in the pepper aisle, and I decided, you know what? I'm going to be spicy today.
Coming from a man who's never had salmon. For those of you at home and my staff, so they can check them beforehand, how can we reach you or find more about you?
Preferably, you never talk to me again. But if you absolutely needed to and you're a viewer at home, you can follow my Instagram. It's Sammy_strongman. Slide my DMs, I guess.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. I have no problem never speaking to you again. Thank you for being a guest on the show.
All right, thanks.
All right, everyone. Episode 1 of Super Happy Strongman Hour is finally here. I'm your host, Josh Henriksen. I'm joined by my co-host, Anthony Furman, and our producer, Dante Petrella. What's up, boys?
Going on.
Hey, what's going on? I am super happy to be here and be bringing this to the table. I'm so excited, as you know, that I can barely contain myself.
Yeah. So after all the hype on Instagram and teasing this, we'll see if we met people's expectations, exceeded them, let people down. We're going to find out really quick. So
yeah, it's been quite the brilliant campaign. Well, brilliant or dumbest ever campaign leading up to this, right? I mean, we're just kind of leaving breadcrumbs for everybody. They're wondering what's going on, man.
And breadcrumbs that just don't make sense at all either, too. So I'm really excited about that. So we're going to start off with the news in Strongman, and we're going to go through this episode.
Yeah, so let's roll through it, everyone. Welcome. We're going to get the flow down as we go along. Remember, if you're not having a happy time, it's not our fault. We didn't say happy, guaranteed fun time.
So first topic on the board today, Rogue Invitational has come and gone. Anthony, what are your thoughts?
Rogue Invitational, who are they inviting anyway? What is this all about? What is it all about? Who are they inviting? I didn't get an invite. Did you get an invite?
Mine got lost in the mail.
Are they inviting the fans? Who's being invited?
Hey, looked like the 10 of the strongest guys in the world.
That's right. That's right. How could I forget about these strong, strong men?
So right now, rank these three contests in their current state. I'm curious how you rank these.
Who, me?
You.
Okay.
World's Strongest Man,
mm-hmm.
Rogue Invitational, and the Arnold Pro.
What's the criteria? Hold on. I feel like this is, you're trying to pull the old Hucklebuck here.
I want your criteria. If you're watching,
my
you're
personal consuming, criteria.
You're a consumer. You're retired. You're washed up now. So you're a consumer.
You're right. That is true. Hey, everybody out there, take note. My opinions matter again because now I'm a consumer. So
right.
Let's see. So personally, okay, World's Strongest Man, Rogue.
Arnold Pro.
Arnold Pro's last immediately. I tell you, you know what? Forever because of that squat. Don't get me started on that squat. Yeah. So that's bottom for me. Personally, I enjoy watching World's Strongest Man the most because it's concise, it's to the point. It's edited well. I don't like sitting watching the entire process.
Yeah.
I like watching the action as a fan. This is me as a fan, as a consumer.
Sure. What I liked about the Rogue Invitational as a consumer of it, and I think this is, I put Rogue Invitational 1 now. For me, it's my favorite show. World's Strongest Man gets lost in the time it takes to edit it, right? So
I don't think so. Just fucking wait. Be a normal person.
Yeah, but like we're in the world of like YouTube. We want everything right now.
You're only in the world of YouTube if you choose to be in the world of YouTube.
I choose it. We want to watch like Clash live. We want to watch all this stuff live. So it spoils it for me knowing what happened. But I like that Rogue did the, like they have a schedule. So it's like, okay, I come back around 3. They're going to be doing the log and yoke medley, right?
I will say that they probably have the best combo, right? They're trying to present it fast and quickly, as efficient as possible live. They have a really good combination with that. I just prefer World's Strongest Man because I can enjoy it in a half hour or an hour.
Yeah.
That's all the time I have to put in. It's awesome.
Yeah. And it's got the history. Obviously, World's Strongest Man has the history.
But again, my criteria, that doesn't matter.
Right. Sure. What about the implements for the Rogue Invitational? Rogue Coaster.
Rogue Coaster was cool. I really liked that one. I thought the deadlift was cool in theory. I didn't think it impacted his hit.
Did you see the zoomed out zoomed out? They were like kind of in the corner and like fans couldn't even really didn't look like they could watch the deadlift. I'd be curious.
It looked hard from any vantage point to be able to watch it because it's so big. It's hard. There's no focal point. Like, I don't know. Cool concept. I'm glad they're doing this.
Right. It kind of helps having CrossFit along with it because it if you are just someone who enjoys strength sports and watching everything, you have other stuff to watch throughout the day. You have the women, you have the men CrossFitters, and then you have the pro strongmen. So at least it's a little bit of a packed schedule. They had good commentary in between, but I'd be curious how much money Rogue spent on a lot of those implements because there was some really cool and impressive stuff, in my opinion.
Yeah, and you know, it's a thing where I think they got some big plans for strongman. I think they've only started. I think they're going to start combining CrossFit strongman a lot more in marketing campaigns and all types of stuff to leverage the fame of their CrossFit line to enhance their fame of their strongman so they can put a chokehold on the company. But that's just me and what I would do if I had their money and influence in what they're doing.
I agree with you completely. I think it's going to keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
Performance wise. Who surprised you? Who impressed you? Who?
Trey Mitchell. So I'll tell you what. I thought he was going to make the podium. He has a podium talent, but I personally thought that perhaps the stretch between his third place and fighting for first was a bit too much for him. Like he wasn't quite there. I'm a big fan of Trey, and he did it. He put everything together. He showed up. He performed. He showed that he is amongst the top in the world. At any given contest now, there is no more. He's good at Shaw Classic. He craps a bit anywhere else. Like this was an elite of an elite show. And I think Trey is here to stay. And I think he's the new Big Z.
I think he's one of the favorites now for World's Strongest Man.
I think immediately that vaults into it because those events were a good mixture of heavy and World's Strongest Man-ish style kind of sideshow kind of look, right? Instead of a normal event.
Yeah. Stone event was weird.
I would say honestly, Rogue and Worlds probably are the best at like the unique events, whereas Giants and Arnold's kind of not Arnold's pretty good. I don't know, maybe Giants is the only one that does them all the same all the time.
Yeah. But no, it's cool. It's Rogue diving full bore into strongman shows what can be done with some of these new events or old events and put a new twist on them, arm over arm pull and make it a roller coaster. Like that's pretty cool.
With money, you can do anything on this earth.
Exactly.
And that's the end of the story about that.
Yeah. Yeah. What about those stones?
I thought threw you for a loop on that one. You're like, oh, damn, that is the end. Oh, that is.
What about the stones? Why couldn't they use tacky?
I don't know. I guess it's a historical thing and they don't want to. It's a big mess. Pain in the ass. I don't because they chose not to. Who cares? They're paying. So they're the ones paying the athletes, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Impressive stone runs there for having just tacky towels.
Yeah, I'm just, again, I'm not a huge stone fan. I get bored watching. It's the same stuff.
I've loved the takeover. I'm one of the few that have loved the takeover of sandbags the last few years.
It's a nice break.
Yeah.
And you can do a lot more things with them safely.
Let's talk about the CrossFit side.
Yeah.
They piss people off every single time over the last, 2 years when CrossFit has implemented some form of strongman, whether it's an axle, whether it's a Husfell sandbag, whether it's now a log.
Actually, I got some live reactions of lightweight strongmen when they were watching them do
a log. Don't say lightweight.
Dante, show those live reactions we got.
So taking a heavy shot at my class there specifically in strongman. I'm talking about all of strongman.
That wasn't me. Dante played the clip.
Hey, don't shoot the messenger.
But everyone, every time this comes up, gets so butthurt, and it's like they're not coming over to strongman, but they could if they wanted to.
Yeah.
You saw the prize payouts.
Don't worry, lightweight strongman. Your titles are secure because they are not going to leave a six-figure payday to come to our sport.
Yeah, but I think it's so awesome that they are introducing so many strongman implements into CrossFit because you saw it early in like 2014, 15 with powerlifting in CrossFit because they were Reebok had done some stuff with powerlifting and that surged money into powerlifting. And now now it's going to happen with strongman. So I think if you're one of those people that resist this, you're part of the problem with modern strongman and there's no money in it. So
I kind of have a hot take on that one for you though. So twofold. One, I've seen this cycle a few times with CrossFit already. They did this in 2015, 2016, 20, I think they did it in 2018. They've had surges of strongman stuff. Not once has it benefited us. Yeah. Now, that was before Rogue Invitational stuff. Rogue is the one that is doing it, not CrossFit. You can't confuse the two brands.
Correct. 100%.
100%. So I think these people saying CrossFit doesn't help us is very true. However, Rogue is leveraging these athletes that have been created out of CrossFit to show broaden their appeal to all of us too. They want us to watch CrossFit. They want us to watch them. That's why they want to do our events and likewise. So I think that's why we're going to see continued meshing of it, man. I wouldn't surprise to see a big team event sometime for Six Figures. CrossFit and Strongman, Rogue throwing it. Mark my words.
Good prediction. Someone from Rogue likes Strongman. And like you said, I mean, it might just be a really good business decision. You know, bringing us over and watching it. Well, think about
that's not true because you have to like Strongman to get into the business of it. Because you cannot look at our business and want to do that business.
Like I want to be in that business that makes no money.
Yes. So if you're a businessman, you're not coming into Strongman unless you love the sport.
I hear you. Yeah, someone from there loves it.
Yeah.
But when you like the CrossFit Games, it was hype watching them do the sandbag to shoulder max.
That was a lot of fun. We had a bunch of people freaking out about that. It's like, it's easy to compare yourself to others, especially when those others are at a level, that high a level, and you feel you could do the same thing they did, right? But it's like, just take a second, step back, and like watch some of the shit they do.
Good at these odd object implements, that now it becomes a handstand walk event. It's almost like doing Helen when you have running, kettlebell swings, and pull-ups at very small reps. That used to be pull-ups and a kettlebell swing.
Sticking with the Rogue Invitational, but kind of switching topics within, Thor broke his record at the Rogue Invitational. He's flirting with coming back to Strongman full bore. So he announced on his YouTube channel that he's doing a full powerlifting meet. Let me ask the question. Thor comes back 100% to Strongman. And I don't mean 100% him. I don't know if it'll be 100% him, but he puts 100% effort into Strongman.
Yeah.
What happens?
If Thor puts 100% effort into Strongman, Thor will win as long as he wants to win, because Thor is a one of a kind human being that nobody on earth has touched genetically.
So you're saying, okay, I agree with the genetics. He's a freak.
Yeah. I said genetically for a reason.
Yes. You're saying he wins everything? Does he win Arnold again? Does he win World Strongest Man?
Here's what I'm saying. I'm saying we barely got a peek at 100% Thor before he retired. Crazy. We got a sneak peek before he hurt his foot, and that was it.
Dante, look up how old Thor is.
Oh, yeah. He's my age. I think he's 34.
Yeah. So,
and I'll tell you, as a 34-year-old that's had injuries, it's not, you know, you're not a spring chicken anymore, but he seems to be doing okay.
So, gun to your head, does Thor win World Strongest Man again?
If Thor comes back and gives 100%, yes.
I'm saying no, just because I think it's going to be really hard to get back.
Boo this man.
Somebody's got to wear the black hat.
What is this? Why are you against me and Dante? Why are you just doing this already? Like this is how we're starting the series? It's you versus us.
Hey, how old is he, Dante?
33 years old.
33?
What's his favorite food?
If I had to guess Thor's favorite food, I like that question.
Spaghetti.
That's a great one.
What do you think? What do you think?
I don't know. That just rattled me.
All that comes up is like his diet and stuff.
Well,
like,
no shit. It's not going to be
on. Wait, what's the first thing on his diet? Because that'll be his favorite food. The first food mentioned.
Rice. Egg, oatmeal, eggs, and berries.
All right, so steak's his favorite food. That you're here first. Thor Julius Bjornsson, what's your favorite food? My favorite food is steak. There it is. Boom.
All right.
You heard it there.
Google answers everything. You know, in the Eddie versus Thor whole debate / controversy, whatever you call it, this series that we've had, I tell you what, Thor comes off looking and feeling to me so much more likable and just a better person. I mean,
I think I've circled around what everyone's starting to get tired of. And I think what happened is in the mid 2010s, all of a sudden social media became a personality type and those types took over our sport and we're fucking tired of it. And that's why people started not liking Eddie when it was Eddie versus Thor.
Yeah.
I think that's what happened. I think a big thing is just people. I think influencers are tough to be around.
Yeah. And like when you become an influencer like that, I think people talk about it with like big YouTubers and these big, they don't know how to turn it off.
Yeah.
So when you're around them now, and I've never been around Eddie, so I don't know that for sure, but people, it all merges together and now they don't know how to turn off that.
Well, when your life is the content, you can't turn it off, right? Because that's what they are, the content. That's the problem with influencers is they become the content. So they become the influencers who they become. I can't wait for like a bunch of like psychological reviews to be made on like this generation.
So you're saying I am super happy strongman hour now.
Turn it off. Listen, we can be super or happy. We can't be both.
I'll be happy Josh and you can be super Anthony.
There we go. Cause that's too much. That's too much power for one person. If you're super happy Josh,
that's why we're both here.
That's why we wonder twin it when we get together for the show. I'm super Anthony. Oh, there we go. We got a bit, guys. I'm super Anthony. That's happy Josh. Super happy strongman hour. All right. So we're going to talk about the OSU predictions, Josh. Let's go on. Let's talk about our OSU predictions now. We got a little.
Yeah, we're not going to just make a prediction show or anything like that. But the big news from OSG, in my opinion, is can be pulled out.
Which I heard is a rarity. And that's
so I guess I heard Canby's going to go to heavyweight. Canby's still recovering from injury. What's happening with him?
Why are you asking me? I'm not.
That's your boy.
I'm not going to give out all the secrets to everybody. He wouldn't be my boy if I told everyone his business.
Hey, this is
Nicholas Canby. I have your back. You hear it right here. They're trying to pry this information out of me, but I'm not going to tell them that you're planning on competing at the SCL in November 27th.
He's not. You wouldn't say that.
I'm joking.
No, but
that rumor.
Obviously, it stinks to hear any, you know, him pulling out any type of injury ever.
Yeah.
You know, if we're in Vegas, he's the favorite to win it. He wasn't my pick to win this year.
Okay.
Who do you have winning?
I got to tell you, I say Canby was definitely the odds favorite. I mean, if you're doing booking odds for this, he's the favorite. But I tell you, I was on Dan Hughes. Dan was in phenomenal shape at Clash. I mean, he came out in, I'm talking his even his stones were traditionally a weaker event. He did enough to take second place. Great athlete, hell of an athlete, very strong. And I thought he had a chance to be thrown in Canby straight up.
You want to know mine?
Who's that?
I'm not biased at all because he's definitely not my coach or anything. Andrew Clayton.
I mean, again, a betting man never bets really against Andrew, especially in the 105 class, right? I mean, I think it's kind of proven his abilities.
Right. Yeah. It's a safe-ish pick now, I feel like, with it's not an exciting pick. Dan Hughes is an exciting pick.
Yeah. He's an exciting pick. You're right. Yeah.
Like, that's a good pick if you're picking outside. Okay, you're the 105 genius.
If you're picking outside known entities, Dan's a safe pick.
Yeah.
Only had one strong podium at a professional style show.
Andrew's been around for a lot longer. He's more accomplished, been here in his home state. But you know the most about the 105s. Who, if we're in Vegas and you go up to the sports book, who would be the top three favorites to win the 105 class?
I think you're going personally, Clayton, McKeegan, and Dan. I'm going to go with those three.
Yeah,
that's good. Tough. That's tough because there's another three, four, five guys that could easily place top three.
It's crazy. I look at OSG and I just don't know some of the overseas guys as much. I'm not deep into the 105s. I obviously spent a lot more time.
Can I make a side note? Can I make a little side note here? Is that okay?
Yeah.
So, you know, we talk about how everyone does prediction shows and, like, athletes are starting to be talked about more. Do you notice what trend I'm noticing now that athletes are being spoken about like athletes? They can't really handle it. They get butthurt.
Oh, yeah?
I've noticed a trend on social media whenever there's a new prediction show or whenever there's any sort of podcast talking about athletes, whether it be in a negative manner, just via their performance, right? Like, if you watch the Patriots playing that and Mac Jones don't play well, you're Mac, you piece of crap.
Yeah.
Right? But, like, I've noticed we need to adapt to that quickly because as we get more fans of the sport, the fans are going to be more critical of the athletes, which is their job as fans because they like following you. So you have to toughen up that skin with fans of the sport. That's all I'm going to say.
Dude, if you're being talked about in Strongman on like multiple media platforms, whether how silly that is to say we are a media platform, I guess, and all these podcasts are, and they're being consumed by fans of the sport.
Just go ask Kanye how much attention is good no matter what. This dude has made a career on bad attention, and he was a billionaire before it finally got him. And he's still a millionaire, so he's still doing okay. Any attention is good attention. So people are talking about you. That is good for you. That's good as an athlete. It's gonna don't get upset.
But hey, if you're upset, it's all right. Send in we're gonna have a phone line to take calls at the end of every show. You can call
1-800-555-OWIE. That is 1-800-555-OWIE with two W's. OWWY.
I am so excited for that part of the podcast every week, taking calls. So, yes, end of the podcast every week, we are taking calls.
We are. And today's call is going to be 1-800-555-OWIE. Tell us what you're mad about, what hurts you.
Call in.
We're talking about OSG a little bit. It's just hitting me. I don't know why. I don't know where. So, one thing, OSG, is what, 400 or 500 athletes, right?
Got to be, yeah.
So one thing I noticed is it's eclectic. There's a big variety. And one of my favorite people is the bare feet people that despite 500 people walking on that floor and all that dirt and grime, they will lift in their bare feet. Like their feet are just cloaked like Achilles. They can't be hurt. You know, that's what they look like. I'm sitting there like, all right, man. And I tell you, it inspired me. Just the bravery, the sheer tenacity of these barefoot lifters just let us kind of create this clip. So we really hope you enjoy it.
Zone Smelling Salts presents Real Strongman of Genius.
Real Strongman of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Workout in My Bare Feet Guy.
Mr. Workout in My Bare Feet Guy.
More than any Instagram post or DM could do, your bare feet say, hey guys, look at me.
But tell me, what were you thinking?
You think it is cool, but it could not look grosser. If only you'd stub your toe.
Ouch, that would really hurt.
Your toes can repel anything, dirt, disease, even women. So crack open a fresh Zone smelling salt and lift, Mr. Barefoot Man, lift.
And now we're back. Wow. I mean, that was a lot of toes in a gym. What do you think about that?
Hey, they were some nice looking toes, though, I thought.
I don't know about that. The female did not appreciate them. She didn't. She's not a fan. How's your stub toe, by the way?
Hey, I'm not saying that was me.
I noticed you had some gym members in there.
Yeah.
Are they like amateurs, just local amateurs in the scene?
Yeah, just normal strongmen and women competitors, and dealt with us filming that, which was pretty funny. And no one likes a barefoot in the gym, especially as a gym owner. No one likes it, you know. No one likes a barefoot in the gym, so I really like that idea.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome, man. I like how you're using like your kind of community around you, man. I think that kind of leads me to bring up Josh's first individual segment.
Yeah, visit Josh. So what I like about this segment, you know, we're going to talk about some bigger guys, the pros, men and women on this podcast, I'm sure. But I like highlighting the amateurs, the boots on the ground at the shows, the reason the sport's growing, right?
Yeah.
So every week we're going to present the award Amateur of the Week. So we're going to sit down, we're going to highlight someone, and we're going to present the award to them. They're going to have an acceptance speech, and you're going to be able to follow them and just appreciate the amateurs because we all came from that, you know? So
That side note there. Side note there. If you watch this and you do not follow this amateur, every time you do that, an angel dies. So,
yeah,
come on.
Give him a follow. This week, sat down with AJ Solman. He lives in South Carolina.
AJ Soul Man? Like I'm a soul man. Is it Soul Man or Solman?
Solman.
So don't better call Solman.
Better call AJ Solman.
Yeah, I love it. There we go. You got a nickname. You better call AJ Solman, boy.
Great kid. Lives in South Carolina. Did Scotossie Strongest. Hosted by Costin Sutton. He's a full-time student at South Carolina. He competed in the novice men's class. This dude, I just met him. He has a great attitude, as you're going to see. His big goal in strongman, he wants to do strongman and powerlifting. Biggest goal in strongman is to make nationals. But let's kick it to AJ and present him with his award. So
yeah, I mean, you talked him up now, so he better be impressive. Yeah.
All right, AJ, take us away.
Hey, what's up, you guys? My name is AJ Solomon. I'm a strongman slash powerlifter. One thing I love to do is break numbers, put some weights on that bar. I started strongman a year and a half ago almost, and I fell in love with it. The community is just top. Amazing people, lovely, strong people from everywhere. It's nice competitions. You get to meet new people. You get to meet other strong people in your community or in your area, honestly. Big shout out to the people in Myrtle Beach for the competition last week. It was nice. It was amazing. Fell in love with it. It was fantastic. Shout out to everybody who came in. Shout out to all the sponsors and shout out to who did it. Thank you guys so much for all the support. It was really nice. It was really fun to go out there and show the best that I could do. Shout out to my family at Brick House. You know, you guys are amazing. I, you know, trained there, had all the time there, fun to train and get ready. I'm also coming for you, South Carolina Strongest Man. So big shout out to my family at Brick House. And, number one, I'd like to thank the Lord, Almighty, the one and only. Number two, I'd like to thank my family members, especially my big brother, Ibrahim, and, my little brother too. Thirdly, I would like to like some of the people who came out. Jared, y'all know you're out there. Love you so much, and thank you so much for coming. As well as I'd like to thank Emma too. So all of you guys who came in, who came out and supported me, thank you so much. Can't believe it. It's amazing. I love it so much. Love support. Stay strong. Like I always say, live strong, die strong. That's how it is. Peace.
And now we're back. All right, so we have had a lot of fun, and now I want to get Dante a little more involved here, Josh. We got a fun thing we're going to be doing with Dante. This is the only time it'll be explained for the whole series, so if you watch a future episode and this happens, you're just going to be confused, and it is a name that strongman, right? Is that the name of it?
Right, cool. So we'll be going head-to-head, right? Trying to answer questions about history and strongman, name of old strongman.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's all up to Dante. He's the one. Yeah. I mean, it could be, you know, he's the parameter, so he's just going to give us hints, the first one to guess it wins.
So, Dante, explain what we're doing here.
So, basically, this is my part. My idea was name that strongman or answer some history of strongman questions, and you guys can go head-to-head.
Okay.
So, right now, I have a few questions that I could ask you guys and see how you guys do.
Okay. Now, are you going to individually ask us? Like, you say, give us, like, individually, like, Anthony, here's your question.
Sure. Or
are we going head to
head? I have six questions.
Okay.
And you guys can just take turns answering.
Okay. Oh, God.
And so if Josh doesn't get it, Anthony gets a turn and vice versa.
Okay.
Okay.
So my first question is, which World's Strongest Man competitor gave Eddie Hall his first award at his first show ever? Josh, do you know this?
So is this for me?
Yeah, this is for Josh.
Which World's Strongest Man competitor gave Eddie Hall his first place trophy?
No, it was Eddie Hall's very first strongman show ever.
Oh, like ever?
Yeah.
Terry Hollins?
Nope. Herman?
Mark Felix.
Correct. Eddie Hall's a YouTube video out there if you guys want to watch.
Who's the strongman historian right here?
Dude, you are going to crush me in this segment. After this episode, I'm watching all the old World Strongest Man.
You're going to have to, boy.
Myself to beat you. Okay, go ahead.
All right, Josh gets first dibs for this next question, too.
I'm just going to get buried.
Don't Google it, Josh.
How many events did Martins Lisis win at 2019 World Strongest Man Finals?
How many events?
Yeah.
Just in the finals or the
just in the in finals? Group? Just in the finals.
Zero.
Furman?
If you got it right, you got it right.
You didn't get it right.
I'm saying you got to tell him, though. Oh, I guess that was it right there. Martins won two, I believe.
Yep, two events.
I thought it was a trick question.
Stones and the squats.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like he won by like only being like consistent.
I was confused. He made me doubt myself for a second. The way he did it, I thought he was like, I was like, wait a minute. I thought
that's kind of why I did it. That's kind of why I did it like that.
Well, I thought it was wrong, but you didn't really say it was wrong. So I was like,
we need like we need a buzzer or something, Dante, when I miss.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll make a
buzzer. Dude, what's the old ESPN show where they freeze you?
Around the horn?
Yeah, around the horn. And there's the noise when you get it right. It's like ding. And there it's like, You know,
we're giving Dante a lot of work. Let's just take this one step at a time.
Okay.
So that's two nothing me.
2-0.
Next question. Josh can go first again for some redemption.
Oh, no.
What strongman is known for his love of toffee?
His what?
His love for the snack toffee.
Toffee?
Toffee, yes.
This sucks. These are good questions, though. These are good. I like these questions. So can I ask a question?
Sure.
Is he like world? He's like world strongest man, right? This is like
a world strongest man competitor. And I'll give you within the. He's a more recent competitor. What was that
Eddie Williams?
No.
Okay.
Anthony.
Oh, I don't. You know what? Is it Graham Hicks?
No. It's Matthias.
Okay. I've got that one. I immediately went Englishman because toffee.
Great question.
Could I have a piece of toffee?
You know? I eat donuts with toffee always.
Donuts with toffee. Great question. Let's get some. That was a good one, Dante. Good stumper.
There we go.
So it's 2-0 still. Let Anthony go first on this one.
Okay. How many years was the gap for Bill Kazmaier before he got back in the World's Strongest Man? So he started winning.
That was 8 years, I believe, 81, 89.
I have a different answer, Josh.
What do you have? Is it 80 to 88? Damn it.
You might have just given me one. What did he say?
Eight.
He said eight?
I said 81 to 89.
So I'm saying seven.
I have six.
Maybe it wasn't that big a gap.
All right.
It said his World's Strongest Man competition in 1982 was his last victory. And then he did
80, 81, 82. That's right. Not 70. He didn't do 79. I missed that one. That's me.
That is crazy, too.
Nope, that's me. I missed that one. Ooh, all right. Okay. All right. I came in here too hot headed. I thought I was
still 2-0. Wait, so how many more questions? Two?
More.
I have two more questions. Yeah.
So I could technically tie it up.
You're going first again, Josh.
I could technically tie it up.
All right, Josh, get some redemption on these last two. What event did Franco Colombo get hurt on in the World's Strongest Man 1977?
I don't know this.
Fridge yoke.
Yep.
Damn it.
All right. That was a softball, man.
I don't know. I for sure
thought Josh would have got that one.
Yeah, that was a big, steamy softball.
I need something I can beat Anthony in with trivia now.
I thought these questions boost my ego. Pretty fair.
No, okay. They are.
Josh,
are
you get the questions. Last question. Sixth and final question.
Okay.
Get on the board, Josh. Come on.
What meat did the 1988 World's Strongest Man competitors have to hold in front of them for an event? It was like a front hold event, and they used a different type of meat.
A fish.
No.
It was salami.
Yes. Sausage salami.
Hey, 4 out of 6 ain't bad.
I got to wait for episode 2 to even try to get on the board. Our all-time standings is 4-0.
See, I did some homework on these questions, and I thought good some
questions.
Of them were fair.
Those were good questions. They weren't boring. Like, those weren't...
I told you guys I'm no slouch on my strongman knowledge.
Those are good questions.
Those were very good questions, man. You got me... Yeah, man, that first one was really good. Yeah. Oof.
All right, back to you guys.
All right. That was fun. That was real fun, Josh. Maybe, Josh, how about at the end of the episode, you're going to put a P.O. box. You're going to go after this episode. You're going to go out and you're going to rent a P.O. box. All right. And on to that P.O. box, I want people to start just printing out Wikipedia facts on strongmen and mailing them to you, Josh. I want your fan mail to only be Wikipedia pages, like printed out Wikipedia pages.
DM me. I like that idea. Or you guys DM me.
You need to read some history, boy.
I'm coming in hot for episode two.
I look forward to it. I look forward to the challenge.
So our all-time score is 4-0. So why don't we end this show, episode one of the Super Happy Strongman Hour. Let's take some calls. All right, we're going to the phone lines. It looks like we've got full lines, right, Dante?
Yeah, it looks like they're off the charts. We're running out of bandwidth over here.
What do we got, like 300 callers waiting? Is that what I see?
Yeah. So wow. we'll take a couple today. We're talking strongman. We want to hear what you guys got to say, what questions you got. All right, here we go. Here's our first caller.
This is Giovanni from Brooklyn. What I want to know is, why do strongmen say that they don't have sumo deadlifts when they got lever deadlifts and Ukrainian deadlifts? That's the same thing. You talk, I'll listen.
Good question. Good call there from Giovanni.
That's a good one. Giovanni, wow. Asking the tough question. Sumo and Ukraine, they are the same thing. The end.
I agree. Next caller.
Frank from New Brighton. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Looking for your guys' opinion. If there was a fantasy football type of league for strongmen, who goes first overall, and who's the biggest bust?
I like that.
Frank from New Brighton. Good question. He's a liar, first off. He said he's a long-time listener, first-time caller. Appreciate the sport, getting into the sports radio, but first episode, buddy. But
I mean, I was gonna let that go just because it made me feel pretty cool. But hey, thanks a lot, Josh. My self-esteem's ruined for the rest of the day.
That's a great question, though. Biggest
it is
who's going 1-1 and who's the bust?
Right. So it depends on your fantasy strategy. Are you going for the boom or bust option, or you want the consistent points, right? I mean, what are you looking for 10 to 12 points a game? Or are you looking for that 30-point game every other week? What are you looking for, right?
And are we like playing Madden where it's like we can turn off injuries? Because Nick Camby is a great choice, but he just pulled out OSG. And I think he's the Cooper Cup of strongman if he stays healthy.
I mean, you can't, because that's part of the sport, right? So here's what I say. I'm just going to go open because most people generally know those guys, you know, for the most part. So we'll stick with that for now. Alexi would probably be one of my pick. He's consistently above average performance.
Great pick.
You know, that's probably the number one pick I would do, just because
I would go Martins 1-1 just because he's consistent. You look at all his performances, everything. Biggest bust? Who could be the biggest bust? Mateus. He's always hurt. He's not high only ranked.
That, he has his high performing events and then his deadlift. And, you know, those variations that kind of hurt him.
Yeah, big time. And he's been injury prone lately.
I mean, it's tough. Bust. Yeah, that's a good one. I mean, biggest bust of all time. I mean, you'd have to go to Oberst, right?
Yeah. Yeah. By far.
I mean, we're talking performance and just up and down value, fantasy value. It's strictly in those terms. That's just kind of, if you look at it that way.
Yeah. Great question, Frank. Let's go to the next call.
Hey guys, first time listener here. My name's Craig Peters from down in Allegheny County. Really excited to have some new content to listen to. Sick of these guys on 93.7 The Fan, 105.9 The X, and their bias BS. So hoping I can get some better content from you guys. Just wanted to introduce myself and let you know I will be tuning in until I hear something I don't like to hear, if you know what I mean. All right, thanks guys.
Oh, wow. A lot of yinzers calling in.
Yeah. Hey, that's being 580 Barbell. That's our region, right?
Yeah. Man.
Chester, we appreciate it. You know, leaving FM radio for us podcasters. I think you'll be pleased with what you hear.
I think so. Hey, Dante, send him a gift basket, please.
Chester.
Right. Put coupons that you can get out of like a value pack. Send him a bunch of coupons. Yeah. There we go. We'll save you some money, Chester.
Yeah, we appreciate it, Chester. I think we got time for one more call. Let's take our last call and let's wrap up episode one.
Hey guys, this is James from Cheswick, Pennsylvania. How's it going? Really excited about the new show. Just curious what we should expect every week. Thanks.
James, just want to know what to expect. That's a great, honestly, great question, because I'm sure our social media campaign didn't really say what to expect, but if you're listening to episode one, now you can kind of understand what to expect, right, Anthony?
And this is where I do my little evil. Expect more of the same.
Yeah, I think. How do you describe us?
Let's see. How would I describe?
We're gonna have.
I would say individually, we're good and like okay and like level headed, but together we're super happy. I think that's what this is.
I'm happy and you're super.
That's what this is. I think that sums up our show.
Not your normal strongman podcast, I think.
Not your grandpa's strongman.
So, hey, we appreciate the great couple callers to start our that segment. And if you're interested in calling in, we'll have a voicemail line set up that we'll post throughout the week. You'll be able to drop a voicemail, and we might just play you on the show. So, love to have those reoccurring guests. It's always been my goal to be an FM radio host. So,
yeah, man, I always wanted to do AM because you can talk like this very soft,
and no one's listening, so you can just be an extra.
We'll listen to WQPL, the smooth sounds of the rain.
There we go. So, episode one's a wrap, boys.
That's it. I don't have any champagne to pop.
I got a hold on. Got a water bottle.
There we go. Hey, Dante, can you please digitally add water or a champagne bottle pumping at this point?
They don't pay me enough for that right now.
Oh, boo. Hey, everybody, Dante's Venmo is on the screen. Please send him some money so he can continue making those videos.
There we go.
And water effects.
We will we'll be joining you guys again next week. I don't know. Are we doing this every week?
All right, here's what I'll say. Stay tuned to find out.
Yeah, because we don't know yet. So on that note, thank you all for listening. Follow us on Instagram, Super Happy Strongman.
Yeah.
And Anthony, take us away.
And now the end is near. And so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear. I'll state my case. Of which I'm certain, I've lived a life that's full. I've traveled each and every highway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do and saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the my way. And more, much more than this, I did it my way.